Merci, Madame la
Présidente. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's always a pleasure to see the representatives of the national human rights institutions. Without going into detail, during this session, once again, we stressed the role of national institutions. Where they don't exist, we've called for their creation, the creation of independent institutions in conformity with the Paris Principles. Where they do exist, we've called for their resources to be bolstered, in particular, if they are also national preventive mechanisms under OPCAT. And then, in return, we've had some substantive contributions from national human rights institutions as well. So I'd like to come back to the statement, sorry, the Marrakesh Declaration and the prospects for a specific concrete contribution from national institutions. It's quite clear that the network of GANRI is broader than the network of states parties. So there's some work to be done in terms of advocacy for these institutions to convince their countries to ratify the convention. And then if we look at what states can do and what the High Commissioner's Office can do on a more technical and regional level, it might be of interest for the Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions to provide tools to national institutions so that they can really take ownership of the convention. In particular, perhaps making available to national institutions practical tools and instruments, model laws. The working group had carried out an inventory of these model laws. There's no absolute best model. Depending on the different legal systems, there are different adaptations which need to be made. And there's the recurring problems of state who say, we haven't adopted a definition of enforced disappearances, but we do have kidnapping and so on and so forth. But that doesn't correspond to their obligations under the convention. So in political terms, there's advocacy. And then in technical terms, there's ways to develop best practice, instruments, tools, real concrete assistance in terms of documents for national institutions and NGOs who are active in this area, to assist them in implementing the convention. And that really might be a useful way to